This guy. Extra clear.
What's up, man? What's going
what
on?
What up? What up?
Hey, shit, man. You know, just chilling in this robe. I'm telling you, man. Y'all need to buy y'all robe. Listen, if y'all need to get y'allself a robe. Okay.
Man, look.
I'm letting everybody know.
I used to have a robe, right?
Yeah.
It seems like every time I put it on, Teddy Pendergrass said, "Close the door." No, because you're right. There is a feeling that a robe makes you have.
Bro, I'm telling you, boy. Whoo, Lord, boy, just walking around like this.
Red gone wild. What's up, man?
Man, you better get it.
He doesn't even sound motivated.
I know, right? Like he just woke up and shit.
Yeah, it sounds like somebody.
I'm using a different set of headphones today, and it's got the noise canceling on there, so I can't really hear myself talk. So I don't know how clear I am.
Oh no, you're pretty decent. You just sound sad as a motherfucker.
Right? I know, right? Yeah. Damn,
right? Nah, that noise canceling feature.
It's just like somebody told Red.
Yeah, just a little bit. Yeah,
somebody told him his electricity about to be cut off. He's like, oh,
we got candles around here. We get a pop.
You got candles.
I got you. Now we're just waiting. We're just waiting on Gun.
Oh,
look right now.
It is.
I mean, boys and girls, I'm Digga Jones. That's Red. That's Yoga. And we are the Troublemakers.
I here to make some damn trouble in this bitch. Y'all better watch out.
Hey.
Y'all better watch out. Funny thing, Dig, I'm about to go to your favorite place tomorrow, and I feel kind of happy.
Vegas?
Oh, yeah.
This nigga.
Huh? Would you say?
I said just don't say the Venetian.
Nah, hell no.
Nah, man, the Venetian is actually my favorite hotel, man.
Really?
I read about it.
Oh yeah. The scorpion on the nuts. Yeah, that's
oh no, cool. I didn't know. Not the scorpion. I was talking about the bed bugs.
Oh, damn. No.
Apparently, this guy sued the Venetian because he woke up because of a scorpion that ended up somewhere
in his bed.
Yeah, and it stung him in the nuts.
Oops. Yeah. Feel sorry for you, brother, but damn.
You know a video I watch every time I miss Vegas?
What is that?
Remember when we were all about to go to Top Golf and we were all in the hallway and I was doing everybody's introduction?
Send me that video, bro. I think I seen it one time and that was it.
I'll send it to you after the show.
Roger that.
But you know what makes me laugh about that video?
What is that?
How long the damn hallway was.
Bruh, oh my God.
to get to the elevator.
Yeah, the video is about 30 to 40 seconds long, right? And it looks like we didn't even make a dent in that hallway.
Look, I'm telling you, hey, if y'all are smoking like me, y'all walk down that damn hallway, I'm telling you, I got my steps in one night. I'm telling you.
Listen.
Good shit.
Did Gunner go and get
that
the hooker?
Say it one more time.
I said, did
Gunner
get the hooker?
I think that's what it is, man. I might have to put somebody else on the show.
Yo, my bad.
I would like to clear the air. Somebody had some animosity last time, or not last time, but somebody had some animosity about the show. I love about us talking about him on the show and shit. But shout out to Ray.
me and him had that conversation earlier today.
What happened with Ray? Oh God.
He and I had that conversation earlier today.
No, Gun. I was like to address what we was talking about last week or whatnot, and I want to send a shout out to Ray P. Don't get too mad, bro. We love you, man. You know what I'm saying? It's just
word.
The shit that I said. No, the shit that I said was about him and Mark. Every time they get into, you know, like sports or hip hop or something, them two always like it, in the group chat, bro. You can miss at least 50 something damn messages about them two going back and forth, this bickering and shit.
Listen,
that go to bickering word.
Yeah, we
so
we love you, Ray.
So. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I asked these guys to come up with a premise for tonight's show, and I'm going to say y'all let me down, y'all.
Excuse me?
How?
I'm going to say y'all let me down because you're just like, come up with a topic, we'll talk about it.
We didn't get to talk about nothing yet, though.
Boom. Yeah,
no, but I actually came up with tonight's show, okay?
What's that?
Actually, I want to shout out Roger from Phoenix. Because he's been listening to the show since we've been active. And he said he missed us talking about music.
Okay.
And he misses what that shit is. So guess what tonight's episode?
No! Fuck you, Roger!
Shout out to Roger from Phoenix. Listen, man, for anybody that's listening, for everybody, anybody that listens to every episode, man, I'm going to do what you want. So... Tonight's episode, I'm so sorry. Go home, Roger. So tonight's episode is what that shit is, music edition. Okay.
Okay. All right.
Man, I should have popped my edible an hour ago.
So listen. So we have one category that is up to 2 points.
I ain't even gonna lie to you. I ain't even gonna really try tonight. If I know it, I know it.
You know right. what? Hey, even with 2 gun, don't try. This motherfucker still managed to win. I don't know how.
So, here's the thing, though. We have a new category.
All right.
That's called two-pointer. So
right.
How this works is it's a two-part answer. If you come up with one answer, that's 1 point. If you come up with both sections of the question, mm-hmm. that's 2 points. Does it make sense?
Yes, sir.
All right. So who wants to go first? Who wants to go last?
Mikey, go first.
We got Yoga first. Who's next?
I'll go second.
Red second.
Law, you get 2 gun to lack.
I get clean up, right?
2 gun playing anchor.
Hey, now to be fair, before we start this.
To be fair.
My topic was going to be about music.
Your what?
The topic I came up with was going to be about music.
Yo, those noise-canceling headphones make you sound horrible.
Sound like me when I had the Beats in.
Wow. These are AirPod Maxes?
They ain't maxing out on nothing, though.
So.
Speakerphone.
So, like I said, Yoga, Red, 2 Gun.
Right.
Now, the questions are claims in hip-hop. That's the two-part question.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how it's two parts is name the artist and then name the song that they said that in.
So
if you get one out of two, that's 1 point. If you get both, that's 2 points.
I don't think I'm putting no like obscure artists on it. You would know it, then you'd be like, well, I know the song. I know the song. Nobody bought Little Soldiers But You. Anything No Limit. You can scratch them shits off.
Hey, nigga, land plane. Land plane.
Planes landed. So, claims in hip hop. Rappers, real names. And I know my Motown.
Oh, shit.
All right. Well, so, Yoga, you're on the board.
All right.
Wait, time out. Are we doing steals or no?
I mean,
what did we do it last time?
No.
No, okay. That's fine. Yoga, you're on the board.
All right, and the categories are, again, I am so sorry I'm writing these things down.
Claims in hip-hop.
Claims.
Rappers' real names.
Real names.
And I know my Motown.
Motown. Give me Motown, goddamn.
Motown for one?
My old ass.
The song is My Guy. Who's the artist?
Steel.
wait, we're not doing steals.
I thought we were.
No, he said no.
Who said no?
Me, the one you picked. The one you picked to go first.
What no, Mikey said. When we start caring what Mikey said.
No, I you said my guy. Oh shit.
5 seconds.
My guy? Who the fuck said my guy? I don't know.
Time.
Y'all don't want me to win.
The artist was Mary Well.
Man, y'all.
Yep, see, yep, uh-huh. That's what you get. You get too excited, motherfucker. Digitized all the way out.
Right.
He went out.
I went to a motherfucking Phantom Zone real quick.
Bro, I didn't. Right. Oh my gosh.
Guess who knew it, though?
Were you about to say two guns?
I knew it.
But there are no steals.
Yeah, I know. Thanks, Mikey.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Red.
It's yeah. Mikey. He likes it's on it. You.
Give me claims.
Claims in hip hop. This rapper claims he could take a still picture in 3D.
Mm.
10 seconds.
I'm gonna say some shit like that.
Incorrect.
Oof.
The answer is Nelly.
Who the?
And he says that in the song "Come Over."
Off. What is that though?
Oh yeah. I haven't heard that song.
Yet. What is "Come Over"?
You never heard "Come Over" by Nelly?
I don't think so.
He said Mark starts saying it and shit.
Oh, yeah. It's a song. Here we come.
No.
Oh yeah. Okay. I know you're talking about.
I've never personally heard a Nelly album.
Really?
Whoa.
You have like that's okay. A shock.
Okay. Two Gun, it's on you.
Y'all know I'm funny with my shit. Motown.
Motown. Question two. Shotgun was performed by what artist?
Steel. Oh, you ain't got
there's no steel.
I know, my bad.
Is this a two-part question or?
No, this is just the artist. Name the artist. I know my Motown. Shotgun was performed by who?
Junior Walking the All-Stars.
Two Gun with the answer.
You lucky bitch.
Come on, man.
All right.
You know, that's my yoga old school. Is my shit.
Yoga is back on you.
All right, give me a... shit. I'm trying to stay away from that shit, but fuck it. Real names.
Rappers' real names. Rakim Myers.
Oh, you ass. God damn it.
Steal, because he ain't going to get it right.
There is no steal.
I know. I just want the whole world to know that I know. So when this shit come back that I didn't win.
5 seconds.
They know I...
5 seconds.
I don't know. I don't know.
Incorrect. The answer is ASAP Rocky.
See? That would have been 3 on the board for me already.
Red, it's on you.
Oh, you went backwards. I thought you was talking about... Oh, my God.
See, he got you.
You said the real name first. You supposed to... Okay, all right. I got you now.
That's his real name, Rakim Myers. I mean...
He was named after the rapper Rakim.
We went back. Yeah, it went backwards in my mind. I thought you was talking. I thought you were saying. I got you. Okay, go ahead.
All right, Red is on you.
Let's go with rapper real names.
Rapper's real name. Question two: Anthony Cruz.
God, steal.
There are no steals.
I know. I just want everybody to know that I know it.
Shut your ass up.
is that a
5 seconds?
God, what's the fuck the guy's name?
Fat
Joe?
Oh my God.
Incorrect.
AZ.
It is AZ.
I don't listen to AZ.
But it was a crying shame because I never heard a Nelly song. Look how the table turned. Jesus.
Gunner, it's on you.
That's about to go to DEFCON 3. Oh my God. This fucking Mooley never heard of fucking Nelly album.
Fucking Mooley.
It's on me, Motown. I'm gonna stick to Motown.
All right, so Motown. I Can't Help Myself, Sugar Pie Honey Bunch.
Four Tops.
Gunner with the point. That was easy.
You see how this motherfucker talk about some like, you ain't shit. You ain't shit. Give me a you know, I'm gonna take Motown away from him. Give me Motown.
Motown. Do you love me?
Steel.
There are no steel.
I can't think of the name.
That's time.
The Contours.
It is the Contours.
Only one person saying that damn song.
Red is on you.
Yeah, the background motherfuckers in there.
We'll do the first category.
Claims in hip hop.
Old claims.
Yeah, we kind of leaving out alone, huh?
This rapper is notorious. He will crush you like a jelly bean.
That's LL Cool J in the song I'm Bad.
That's 2 points for Red.
Boo! Hey, 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 Roger, Roger, you kiss my ass. All right, there you go.
Roger.
You need to leave.
All right, two gunners on you.
Motown.
All right, back to Motown.
Yeah, line them shits up for me.
The Track of My Tears.
Smokey Robinson.
Smokey!
Do I gotta say the whole thing?
Do you want to be more? Do you want to be more specific?
Smokey Robinson and the Miracles.
That's correct.
And the Miracles.
Two Gun Tony and the Troublemakers.
Ain't nobody come to see you, Otis.
Yoga, it's on you.
Claims.
Claims in hip hop. This rapper claims he got a light skinned friend that looks like Michael Jackson.
Come on. Get
and
your
a
point.
Dark skinned friend that looks like Michael Jackson.
Shit.
What oh my God. Name get is? Your point. Please get your point.
Oh, no. Did he say that?
Oh my God. Who likes white girls more than the white girl Slayer?
That's time.
Jesus Christ.
That was Kanye West from the song Slow Jam.
It was Kanye. I'm thinking the fucking Jamie you said saying the damn hook and shit.
Red is on you.
Give me rapper real names.
Rapper's real names. Shawn Michael Leonard Anderson.
Dude, what now?
See, that's gonna be somebody that only Digga know.
Shawn Michael Leonard Anderson. 5 seconds.
I'm just going to take a shot in the dark, and I'm going to say E40.
That's time.
I said E40.
No, that is not E40.
Big Sean?
That's Big Sean.
Big Sean! I should have took that goddamn question. Shit. Yeah.
Which one of y'all listen to Big Sean?
That motherfucker don't even have Sean in his name. I'm going to forget that.
Huh? He got Sean? Yeah, Big Sean. Too good.
Wait, what did you say?
What was his name? Big Sean.
No, you said, what's his government?
Shawn Michael Leonard.
Shawn.
This motherfucker.
You know, I'm going with Motown.
Oh.
Motown. You can't hurry, love.
Oh, you just. Easy.
Now this is gonna sing the goddamn thing. Just say the motherfucking name.
Oh, I know it. I know it.
Uh-huh.
The Supremes.
That's correct.
Lucky motherfucker. He had to look on his phone real quick.
Nah, you know, they had a couple of girl groups. I had to really think about that one.
Yoga, it's on you.
Give me claims.
Claims in hip hop. This rapper claims.
And if y'all didn't know, like I'm like the old school nigga. That's like,
I mean, of course you're gonna get the damn Motown one, nigga. You live in Detroit.
Well, that part too,
Yeah.
I'm really one of them old niggas who go stepping on a Friday night to get something good to eat. You know what I'm talking about?
So, The question follows. This rapper claims he loves you like a fat kid loves cake.
50?
What song?
Oh, shit.
This is a two-part question?
Yeah. Everything in claims is two parts.
Oh, shit.
5 seconds.
You know this one. I know it.
You get a point, that's time. You got 50 Cent. The song was 21 Questions.
I'm sitting there singing a goddamn song in my head right
now. Oh, okay. All the claims are 2 points?
Yes.
Oh, shit.
I said that at the beginning.
I wasn't paying attention.
It's 21.
What? Obviously, you weren't paying attention.
Nah, right? I was trying to hurry up and eat my edible.
So, Red, you're on the board.
I'm going to take claims.
Claims in hip-hop. This rapper claims to be Nina Simone defecating on your microphone.
That's Lauryn Hill.
That's correct.
And the song is Ready or Not.
That's correct. Red with 2.
Yeah, 4.
Point Breakdown. 2 Gun. 4.
Boo.
Red. 4.
Boo.
Yoga. 1.
Man! Wow. I got one, nigga. Fuck it. Hey, that's 2 one better than last time.
What's left? Like, what's left? How many?
So we got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 left in claims. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 left in rappers' real names. 1, 2, 3, 4 left in I Know My Motown.
I'm gonna just stick to Motown right now.
I want you back.
That's a trick question.
No, it's not.
It's not?
No.
Are you sure?
He says it's a trick question because he don't know that damn thing.
That's 5 seconds.
It's the Jackson 5.
That's correct.
Mm-hmm. Who else would it be?
On Motown, Marvin. No, I can't remember. That was all one sure. Maybe it was just them.
Yoga, it's on you.
Claims
in hip hop.
I'm gonna get it wrong. Watch.
This rapper claims he has to hit the source because he needs his other half a mic because a Southern playlistic Cadillac music was a classic, right?
Shit, one more time.
This rapper claims he has to hit the source up. He needs his other half a mic because a Southern playlistic Cadillac music was a classic, right?
I know it.
I know it's a 50-50 shot on this one.
That's time.
Oh, shit, yeah, I don't know who it is.
That was Big Boy from Outkast on the song Skew It on a Barbie.
Skew It on a motherfucking Bob. What album right. was that?
Akuma 9.
All right, Red, it's on you.
Give me claims.
Claims in hip hop. This water claims he will sell ice in the winter. He sell fire in hell. He is a hustler, baby.
Why does he always get
that? Is some bullshit. That's some bullshit.
He be saving that shit for that nigga.
That's a lot. Y'all quit.
That's my answer. Before time, I'm going to say Jay-Z.
Oh, you going to say
it? You want to say it?
You don't know.
I know, right? He had it right.
Jay-Z, what is, when we do the Jeopardy rules, what is Jay-Z in the song you don't know?
Dude, that's correct. Motherfucker, you. I swear for God.
All right, shit. So 2 Gun, it's on you.
Motown.
I was made to love her.
Still.
You wanna...
I want motherfuckers to know I know this too.
5 seconds.
Stevie Wonder.
That's correct.
Oh, nigga, stop looking shit up on your phone.
I'm not looking shit up, nigga. I know this nigga. It's a lexicon I'm going through.
All right. So Yoga is on
and,
you.
And if Give I'm me... not mistaken, that I Want You Back song, I think was David Ruffin.
Ruffin.
And I want to say that was on Motown too. I could be wrong, but that's why I said it might be a trick question.
Get, I'm gonna get my oh shit, I'm taking claims. Fuck it.
Yo, good song. Are you taking claims?
Uh-huh.
This rapper claims he hangs with niggas. He does his thing with niggas. And everybody thinks he gangs bang because he hangs with a whole gang of
oh
niggas.
Oh my god.
Excuse me.
You gotta repeat that because you kind of stuttered.
Who's the wackest nigga ever to touch a microphone?
This rapper claims he hangs with niggas. He does this thing with niggas. And everybody thinks he gangs bang because he hangs with a whole gang of niggas.
Drake?
Nigga? No. Incorrect. No.
Okay, I don't know what it is.
It's Silk.
Who? It is Silk the Shocker. Wow. And the song is It Ain't My Fault.
You know, the only thing I learned about that song was the chorus. Wow. Okay.
Oh.
Did I do that?
It ain't my fault.
Red is on you.
Yeah, since I figured I'd be 2 points a pop, let me go ahead and get claimed again.
This rapper claims he sits alone in his four-cornered room staring at candles.
That's a trick question, too.
Hold on. He sits alone in his four-corner room staring at candles?
Correct.
I'm gonna say Ghostface?
Incorrect.
This nigga. You got the face part right.
I said wrong face. Scarface from the Ghetto Boys. In the song, My Mind's Playing Trick on Me.
And it's also Prodigy, Mac 10 Handle.
Didn't know that.
Yeah. I said, alone in my four-corner room, staring at candles, high on drugs, all along with my hand on the Mac 10.
Write that shit down.
Gunner's on you.
Me? Motown.
Yes.
Let's keep it there.
Motown. Ain't Too Proud to Beg.
Oh, really? The Temptations.
That's correct.
And I want to say that might be a trick question also, if I'm not mistaken.
God damn
it. It's on you.
Give me claims, God damn it. Fuck y'all.
So this is the last one in claims.
Damn right. I'm taking it all.
Pause. This rapper drinks Henny straight with tomato juice.
Oh my God. Come on now. We know this.
You know this. I drink Henny straight with tomato juice.
5 seconds.
Who drinks Henny straight with tomato juice but Lil Wayne?
Time. Noriega.
Okay, I'm done.
And banned from TV. Red is on you. That concludes the last question in claims in hip hop.
Get them two-part questions out of here.
So which one, Red?
Rapper names.
Rapper's real name. Terrence Thornton.
Oh, God.
Push.
That's correct.
Push.
That's correct. Two Gunners on you.
Come on, keep it going with the Motown.
Closing out Motown. Mercy, Mercy Me.
Marvin Gaye.
Oh, Mercy, Mercy Me.
Yoga is back on you. The only category we have left is rapper's real name. So
well, let's get
start
it.
Start there. Christopher Lloyd.
Lloyd Banks?
That's correct. I love how happy he is. Red is on you. John Jackson.
Ooh.
Steel.
I didn't hear you.
John Jackson.
That would be Fabulous. Yeah, Fabulous.
That's correct.
They want to catch Jay Jackson, but the money longer than the stress made back then.
My love.
Then, Jason Phillips.
That why we out of Motown?
Yeah. I said that was the last question of Motown.
Jason Phillips?
Yes.
That's
5 seconds.
Damn, is it Sheik or Jada Kiss?
Which one?
Which one?
Fuck.
Time.
Sheik.
That's time.
Sheik. And
correct, that was Jada Kiss.
Hey, I can't remember.
Jada. Yep.
So next is Yoga.
Mm-hmm.
Radrick Davis.
Radrick Davis.
Oh, I know this one though. Of all fucking people, why do I know this one?
Radrick Davis.
Time.
Gucci.
Damn, that was short.
Gucci.
That was short as hell. Okay, all right. Keep it going.
You got your 10 seconds.
Shit.
Red J. Jenkins.
That's easy.
That's correct. Last but not least, Two Gun. Now, Two Gun.
Mm-hmm.
Score is Yoga 2, Red 9, you 8.
Mm-hmm.
So you need this one.
In y'all mind, now, in my mind, I already won. I won yesterday.
Algernon Washington.
Hold on. Algernon. Is it Plies?
That is Plies.
So we do have a
two-way tie.
Mark in the background. What?
Come on, I was a Plies fan, big Plies fan for the first two albums.
I'm not gonna argue with you.
You wanna argue?
You mad.
So now that leads a two-way tie.
Tiebreaker
question.
You got one? Have one.
I don't have one set up, but I'm looking for one right now.
Oh, shit. Now, how are we handling the tiebreaker? We each get a question, or is it got to be like we buzz in or some shit?
How are we gonna buzz in?
I think it should be. I think it should be both of y'all get a question.
That's the only way we could do it. Not let you text it to us, and we both send you the answer.
No, because that could lead to easily manipulation. No, I can't do that.
How's it gonna lead to easily manipulation? You gotta read it as you see it.
Shit.
You just send it in the group text and we both gonna text you the answer. It's a group text. We all gonna see it.
Trying to get my damn phone out. Hell. Yeah,
if I do that, that can lead y'all to look at Google or something.
We ain't gonna have time to look at Google. We're gonna be looking at the text. And we have time to do that anyway. We still got 10 seconds, if that was the case.
Okay, I tell you what.
Uh-oh.
Bob Dylan's backing band.
Never mind. He won. He can have it. See?
Hello, what were you saying? Bob Dylan what now?
Bob Dylan's backing band released their first solo album called Music from the Big Pink. What was the name of the band? This is the trick question.
You know why it's a trick question? Because what actual Negro besides you gonna know that? That's racist, and I don't like the question.
That's not racist?
Yes, it is.
If you listen, you can get it.
All right, go one more time.
In 1968, mm-mm. Bob Dylan's backing band released their first solo album, Music from the Big Pink. What was the name of the band?
I'm not even gonna try to answer.
Can I just guess?
Just guess.
Or am I texting it?
Just guess.
It's gotta be Pink Floyd.
Incorrect.
It's Bob.
The name of the band was The Band.
The Band.
How are we supposed to know that?
I knew that.
By the way, the way I said The Band.
The Band.
Nigga.
I knew that.
The name. Hold on. Say the question one time. I still don't get it.
Right? I was, oh my God.
Nah, I'm good. That was a loaded question. All right, y'all remember when they used to do questions to little black kids about where the soup fork and the soup spoon go? That's that type of bullshit right there. Like, I don't know that shit.
That was it like this.
Oh, shit.
That was not my curriculum.
The only dumb band I'm associated with walked to damn Brooklyn to go get fucking Puffy and Cheese.
And I know, the original The Band, but did I know that they had something to do with Bob Dylan? No.
That was band.
I don't know Bob Dylan song.
That's why they were called The Band.
Man, do you really see me riding down the street bumping Bob Dylan with my windows down sometime?
I mean,
it's not happening. Yeah, man, it's not happening. I knew he was going to go to some question only he would know.
Hey, I am going to say it like this. I don't know any Bob Dylan song.
He come by and said, in 1972, Tony Bennett released his 17th solo album on what record label? And then he's going to be like, I know this one.
Tony Bennett did not release his 17th album in 1972.
I know that. See, you know that.
Okay. Here's a fun fact, about Tony Bennett. Tony Bennett was also the name of a basketball player in the NBA.
Yeah, I'm over here.
So nobody still didn't win yet.
Nobody still won yet.
So we got one more question?
Can we get a question that's more culturally,
more culturally, what's it called?
Yeah.
Sure.
Can we get a question that they would have asked us last month?
That what?
Can we get a question that they would have asked us last month?
Sure.
Sure. Yeah.
All right, so what is something that I randomly know that?
Whoa,
you can use Google because you're the host.
It's got to be something that I randomly know. Okay, I got it.
All right.
The first Jackson to certify behind Michael solo was who?
Jermaine.
With what?
I was going to say Janet, so I already got that shit wrong.
You said what song?
Yes.
Hello? Yes. Daddy's Home. What?
Daddy's Home didn't Daddy's certify. Home. It didn't certify.
It didn't?
No.
It was on that album?
No.
I don't know if it was Jermaine.
I'm going to say Janet with Dream Street.
Incorrect. It was Jermaine, but it was for the single, Let's Get Serious.
Damn, it took that long?
Yeah, it did.
So did I get the point, or was that a double pointer?
That's the point for you, because you said Jermaine. I didn't... did say what song, but I'll just take Jermaine. But let's get this actually certified.
Well, Daddy's Home certified it in the black community. I know that for a fact.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, every black person know Daddy's Home.
But do y'all know who the third Jackson to certify was solo?
Uh-huh. The third solo?
Not, it was Reby with Reby. Centipede. Mm-hmm. Yeah, with Centipede.
With that one fucking song.
So...
How come we never see Reby at the family reunions and shit?
Because everybody mistakes her for Catherine.
Oh my god!
I still don't know what the fuck Reby looked like.
What? She looks like her mama.
I mean, she is the second mama.
That is true.
Well. Yeah, I know how it was back then. Like, you the oldest girl, shit. You might as well be the mama.
So, Red, you said you had a topic today that dealt with music, correct?
Kind of, sort of, yes and no. I was gonna bring up the whole P. Diddy Meek Mill.
Bro, was thinking the same shit, bro.
But I had a question. I had a question, right? So first and foremost, I just found this out, and that there is actually audio.
Yep.
Now, as a real nigga, I ain't going to listen to the audio, but I ain't trying to listen to another nigga get his ass blown.
Hold on, audio of what? Him getting his cheeks clapped?
Yes.
Wow.
When I heard it was an Instagram reel. I was flipping through the reels while I was smoking at work and shit, and I was like, wait, I looked. It says,
Is it real?
Who knows?
Who knows?
This was a leaked audio from, I guess, the guy or the security guard or whoever is trying to sue. He said this is leaked audio that he has of Meek Mill's getting his back blown out by Diddy.
How is the security guard trying to sue for? He got clapped too?
I don't know if it's the security guard or the bodyguard, whoever, like one of them folks who was trying to sue. For whatever the fuck, I don't know, because everybody's trying to sue him now.
Motherfuckers yeah. just trying to sue because they knew the nigga was gay. Like, I didn't know he was gay. I wouldn't sue too.
So wait. Is it an actual audio of him getting clapped?
Apparently, yes.
Ew. First things first, who will record that?
Anybody somebody trying to get some money?
Yeah. Yep.
Hey, you know, down the line, people be holding on to shit when it come to superstars. Like, yeah, this shit gonna come out in 10 years.
So think about it like this, right? If you are like a bodyguard or something like that, and then Diddy walks up to you and says, yo, guard the door, don't let nobody in. And then all you know is Diddy and Meek. It may be a lady walking into that room.
Ain't no lady walking that room.
Or whatever. And you go, and your job is to guard that door. You ain't gonna like have something incriminating. Just like, yo, nigga, man, I need that raise.
And all you hear is take that. You looking good, daddy. You looking good, daddy.
But here's my question about it, because I found that out that came out. But my big question about it is, I personally think that Meek Mill's social media activity has been very, very awkward since, to where he's coming out with claims like, well, I'm not gay and blah, 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 which any normal person would. But like, he's like, to me, it feels like he's oversharing just random shit to divert the attention away from it. My question is, and hopefully y'all don't take this wrong, if y'all were in a position similar, would you just try to lay low until it dies out? Or do you feel like we should be like overly active to try to save face?
Because they always say the more information that you try to give, you did it.
Yeah, like
because most people ignore shit like that, like, oh man, that shit ain't true, and they'll just leave it at that.
And they got people or like a PR team or somebody that handles shit like that. You know what I mean? Like, and that was the point that I was feeling. I was like, yo, the more active he is, because remember what happened? Like 2 days after this happened, he was like, oh, I was in a car accident trying to divert it. And now he came out with some things about, oh, guys, more kids are picking up guns than Xbox. Like,
hey. I couldn't understand a word you just said.
Oh, I said, after it happened,
he had the social media post about getting into a car accident.
And then, like,
he after that post, he addressed the whole Diddy schedule again. He's fried chicken.
Yoga.
And then after that,
like, now
after
you know.
Then after he addressed it, he had the other post about, more kids are picking up guns than Xbox is and shit like that. And then he addressed the whole Diddy thing again. It's like,
I don't know. To me, it just makes it seem like he's more guilty of the situation.
If it was me, I'm suing everybody that called me gay for misgendering me and defamation of character. That's what I'm doing.
Because it's happening nowadays. It's happening.
And first of all, I'm not going to be in a situation to where I'm nowhere in an intimate place with Puffy.
Right.
Like, we could dap each other up, but you getting that elbow hug where the elbow go into your chest. Like, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah, one of them. Like, how you do your crackhead uncle because you know he want to go in your pocket.
No, it's just so weird, you know, just like listening to like Diddy. Yo, daddy, you looking good, daddy. I see you doing your thing, daddy. Like, it's just so fucking
weird. Hey, I'm about to take you shopping and we're going to get matching shirts and wear them together.
And Meek Mill did that shit. You know what's so funny about the whole Meek Mill situation? Did y'all see the video of him on the tennis court?
On the tennis court? No, but I can look that shit up.
Y'all know when I realized Meek Mill was gay? When he let Nikki comb his braids, his waves backwards.
Stop it.
Bro, real niggas wow, gonna be like, bro. For real.
Wow.
You ain't gonna let no girl brush your waves the wrong direction. That's just violation. If you got waves. And he just sat there and took it.
Nigga, I haven't had hair in years.
Well,
there's a video of him standing on a tennis court and he's like jumping up and down. But pause when I say this, but it looks like he's trying to make his ass crack.
Oh wow.
That's where when Digga said there you go, daddy, and all that bullshit. That's where that came from. That's that video right there.
I like that, daddy.
but also, like I said, when I was scrolling through and I seen the reel, I was like, what the fuck is this shit? And then dude comes on and fucking explains the shit. He's like, he don't know if it's actually them or it could be AI. And he said, if it's AI, then that we got some weird motherfuckers in this world. And this shit is crazy.
Man, we bad weird people in this world forever.
You can make up people voices and shit just to put war.
It's like the National Enquirer is social media now.
Yep. Yeah. Yep.
But Meek, I think he did get touched.
I did too. Did you see the video?
I think he got touched.
Did y'all see the video of Kevin Hart when he was at the party and he was hosting the party for Diddy and Diddy was sitting on the bed and Kevin Hart was like, nah, I'm not going nowhere near that bed.
Wait. What?
So there's another video where Kevin Hart was like, they was at this house party, Diddy was sitting on the bed and then Kevin Hart's like, yeah, I like to thank Diddy for this party and blah, blah, blah. And then Diddy was drunk as shit. But Diddy was talking reckless, and then Kevin Hart was like, nah, I'm not going near the bed. And then at the end of the video, it was Diddy, Kevin Hart, and Usher. And then Diddy had said something like, yeah, man, it's my man Usher. I knew him since he was young. We used to wrestle and shit when he was like 10 years old.
Oh, shit.
Wrestling, No bullshit, we used to wrestle over Frosted Flakes. And they like...
Kevin Hart interrupted and was like,
Diddy, do you hear what you're saying right now?
Hey, you was a grown-ass man.
and Kevin Hart kept going, pause, do you hear what you're saying? Do you hear how that sounds?
That's stupid, no, right?
The only video I saw was... Diddy walked up to Usher. I'm not Usher, but Justin Bieber was like, "You don't party with me no more, man. Like, what's going on?"
Lord have mercy.
And in the back of Justin's mind, he was like, "Usher's fucking me now."
Oh my god! Stop it.
So, that video that you're talking about, Justin Bieber must have stuttered like 10 times before he got the word out.
No.
At that moment, you just knew Diddy fucked him.
Well, no homo, he was having flashbacks to that pipe.
He didn't know what to say. That
nigga had to go clean himself.
In the shower crying.
Terrible.
You stretched me out like
something. Oh, come on. Hey, come on. Yo. Come on.
Yo, it's funny how Reg's mic has not been clear all night, but when he said that one statement.
Listen, man.
$550
for
headphones, man. This shit ain't clear. That fucked up.
I'm just saying, you buy that little adapter piece that go at the bottom of your iPhone and plug in your wired damn headset. Yep, you be good.
You know what's funny about that shit?
I have one of those. I actually have one of those.
Mm-mm-mm. You remember when Apple used to give you shit like headphones?
Bruh. Apple don't do none of that shit no more.
Apple said you on your own. You luckily gave you a charger piece.
You gotta buy that shit separate. Like, ain't this a bitch?
Yo, when you used to open your iPhone, you used to have the headphones, the charger, the Apple sticker.
Everything. Boy, you used to be like, shit, this is a value pack. I like this, okay?
You open the Apple phone right now, they said, thanks for the purchase.
Yeah.
Give you a phone, punk-ass charger block, and a little-ass goddamn cord to charge your phone. Like, ain't this a... Yeah, it's a one-cord.
One foot cord.
There you go.
Yeah, they ain't shit, I guess.
I mean, I feel bad for the people who have to rely on Apple for a paycheck. Like,
good lord. Boy, I tell you, that shit don't make no damn sense.
You know, people who got the Apple phone got the mark of the beast, and y'all are going to heaven.
See, here we go. Here we go. Here we go. Here we go. Look at it. If you got a tattoo, you already got a mark of the beast, goddamn. So,
goddamn. Well, see, I knew that. I wasn't talking about me.
Even the bite on the apple on the back is bigger.
Like, yeah.
Apple trying to take everything.
Did y'all realize that the reason why that Apple makes you pay for that extra stuff does help the employees get more money?
Help the employees get more money?
Just throwing it out there.
Helps the employees get more money.
Yeah, you know, margin, man. You know,
here's what the thing. What the hell does a damn employee do for me?
Here's the thing, though. Oh, well, if the employee gets more money, guess who else is getting more money?
The shareholders.
Y'all know why the Apple got the bite taken out of it, right?
Was it?
Because that's y'all niggas getting kicked out of the Garden of Eden. I'm telling y'all, y'all is not.
Oh my goodness! Here we go.
They found out a way.
There's always an Apple conspiracy.
And for y'all niggas with the iWatch, y'all go twice, just to let you know. Y'all got to go and swing back around and do it over one more time.
Here you go. The bite was taken out the apple so they wouldn't mistake it for a cherry.
Oh, my God.
Is that true?
That is true, actually. And also... The reason why you might have mistaken for a cherry is whenever you buy Apple products, you're getting fucked like you get your cherry pie.
Oh my God. There it is.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Jesus.
Oh, good God. Good God.
But actually, I am going to end the show right now because I am kind of tired. So.
Tired? Like,
nigga,
yeah, drink some coffee, nigga.
I work 14 hours a day. Like,
I heard that when you go to hell, right? No. It's always a party, but it's one of them Puff Daddy parties. So you fuck. You're fucked any way you look at it.
If that doesn't make you want to change your ways. Right when you get to hell, the devil says, "You looking good, Daddy." I got the horns for you.
Oh shit!
I wonder what song would be playing. Man, what's the Puff Daddy song that's just violation? Wait a minute.
We got the real life shit front to back.
Now we ain't gonna do that to Buster. We ain't gonna do that to Buster.
The perfect song to satisfy you with him and fucking R. Kelly.
Him and R. Kelly.
Wow. Oh, what's the song he had with Dirty Money?
Don't let them sing you a sad
song. I've been around the world.
I've been around. Call Tom.
Oh, Megatron.
Oh, God.
Why are y'all like this?
I don't know what you're talking about. Take that.
I'm shutting down the studio.
Take that. All right, go ahead, nigga.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys, I'm Digga Jones.
Wait till Farnsworth Billy start talking though. Watch that nigga start talking. Farnsworth Bentley, nigga. What you mean? The nigga that was holding his umbrella and his jock strap. Wait till that nigga start talking. It's over. You hear me?
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, my name is Digga Jones. That's Two Gun Tony. That's Yoga and that's Red, and we are the Troublemakers.
Yes, sir. I got you. Everybody. I'm sorry. Hey, Roger, you can kiss my ass for that damn suggestion, all right? But keep on listening, all right? You already know, every time we play this damn game, I end up in the motherfucking last place. But that's all good. It was all good fun. And love the show. Love the show tonight, man. Just make sure y'all... get y'all shit together if it ain't together. All right. Okay. If you're going through a relationship type thing and it's not working out for you, press the fuck on. Don't hold on. You gotta press on.
A lot of people like to live. Float on. Float.
And God don't make no mistakes.
Hey.
Let's go.
I'll go. What was I gonna say? Now go ahead, Red, because I forgot what I was gonna say. All right. I had one of those moments.
Thank you to the listeners. Thank you to Roger for the suggestion on the show. Once again, I apologize this week. I thought that I was going to be better with the technical stuff, but apparently I found like shit. I will fix that next week again. It's still a crazy world out there. Crazy things going on. So y'all take care of yourself. Take care of one another. And yeah, that's all I got. I'm still going to be listening to Diddy until they take him off of Apple Music, even though he's a nasty nigga. And that's all I got.
Call your mamas. Wow. That's why he waited.
No! I forgot these headphones pick up everything, but that shit was well worth it. You hear me?
What? I didn't even hear anything.
Oh, you good?
I was trying to
walk that motherfucker out for the past 5 minutes. I ain't even gonna lie.
You'll hear it whenever you listen back to the show.
Walk what out? What did I miss?
Nothing.
This motherfucker almost boo boo himself.
Almost boo boo himself. That shit echoed throughout the kitchen too. That's the crazy part.
I think he passed gas.
He damn so did. Passed gas.
That boy pooned up. No homo. That's how niggas bust do when they leave a Diddy party.
So Lord.
I couldn't even hold out with him. I thought he was at Diddy party.
Now, Diddy be like, I make that sound from the front, baby.
Oh, shout out to... Let me say my goodbyes. Because I'm going to get... But you know what's so fucked up about Diddy, though? That he already used his Jesus card. He used his Jesus card on the shooting. He got to really sit this one out.
Oh, God.
Because remember when he was going through that case, he talked about he was going to do gospel music and Jesus was Lord.
Yeah,
he was going to
release a gospel album. Yeah.
Then all of a sudden, he got acquitted. That shit went out the window. I'm going to just change my name to Diddy. He had a white girl singing like a black girl, all kind of crazy shit. Remember that? Oh, no, she was on Kirk Franklin Group. Yeah, but he had like a whole thing going.
They had dreams. Dream was a white girl singing like black girl.
Yeah, he had dreams and nightmares. That's exactly what he had. Dreams and motherfucking nightmares.
That's what he had.
Oh, God. Hold on, wait a minute. Y'all thought I was
y'all leave
that. I'm sorry. Go ahead, too, guys. My bad.
I'm a rider.
Hey. Yeah. Welcome to my house party. What?
Yeah, Edward about to kick in.
That shit been kicked in. All right, y'all. Yeah. Thanks. You know, what's the guy named Roger?
Roger.
Yes, thanks for the what's the suggestion of doing a game show?
And music.
Yeah. And I and won, music, right?
Yep.
Didn't I win?
No.
You won.
Lord. Yeah, because that's what I do.
Whatever, nigga.
You know what I'm saying? I might have won with an illegal kick like Daniel and Karate Kid, but I won.
That's facts.
Word. That nigga was a whole bully in that movie, and they made a whole series about the nigga.
Damn.
You just gonna be Italian coming into people's shit, acting like this the mob, and they beating the hell out of you because you by yourself. You Jesus fucking Christ. Guys, get the gabagool. Nothing. We're gonna let Diggy go to sleep because he sound like he ready to pass out.
Land the plane, bro. Land the plane. All
right. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, thank y'all for listening to the show. It's been fun. Thank you guys for letting me torment you guys with questions.
There were good questions today, too.
Thank you for letting my white side come out with the Bob Dylan question.
Yeah. I wasn't feeling that one.
What else? Other than that, God bless and good night.
Peace.
Peace.
You don't want to talk to anybody who's having a hard time right now?
Huh? Oh, you don't care about none of that right now, huh?
Oh, shit. I forgot about that. Yeah, for those who are having a hard time, just deal with it in the morning. Fuck it. I'm sorry. Episode 298, baby.
Let's go.
Around Diddy sleep with your mouth closed.
Bird.
Take that.
Diddy coming.
That nigga like the Sandman. You say bad boy in the mirror three times and this nigga coming through the window.
I was about to say, wouldn't it be something if there's like a Diddy fairy just like, yeah, see you sleeping, daddy?
Keep it probably is.
That mouth closed.
It probably is.
That mouth closed.
Oh shit. Are you young artists willing to do anything for a contract? Just put your shit on YouTube because they're gonna get you.
Ladies and gentlemen, God bless and good night.
Good night.